This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am on this show.
As am I, and I also happen to be in a chair that keeps sinking. I sat in it at first, and I thought, hey, this is weirdly low.
Hey, this chair can't get any lower.
So I lifted her up a bit, and now
I tried to raise her, you know.
It's a process of me raising and slowly feeling myself approaching the floor, and I think that'll happen through the show as I keep raising and falling. And
isn't that just life? Isn't that just life?
I think that's just
Isn't life just a chair that you try to raise and that you keep sinking down into?
Every once in a while, you find reasons to lift it up again, and you find yourself approaching.
But then you always, yeah.
So on that sad note, we have a very, very fun theme for you guys today.
We have very fun two themes, actually.
A very fun two
because
themes.
We did not coordinate when making our playlist.
I would say normally we communicate about it, but no, that's not even true. So, but this was especially uncommunicated.
This was especially uncommunicated to each other. And so, one theme.
One theme, which I started with, is Daniela is feeling gently sad. Not anything crazy, just kind of like mellow, slower songs. This is not like a trigger warning. You're fine to listen. They just aren't, my songs are not quite as upbeat and jovial.
And then my theme is Halloween. It's guys, Halloween is, this is our last show before Halloween. Our next show,
have
I think
you guys
is,
heard of Halloween?
I think our next show is going to be like November 1st, so that can't be the Halloween show.
Oh,
so
that'll be our Thanksgiving special.
That'll be our Thanksgiving
our
special.
Christmas special.
Exactly. So I need to get in the Halloween now. So like I have a few songs in there, and in one way or another, they're like spooky, they're scary, they're
skeletony.
They're skeletony, you know, like songs that you feel the Halloween connection to.
And in some ways, the sad songs are also kind of scary. I'll let you think about that.
Yeah.
And the Halloween songs are a little bit sad. I can't even say
they're that. The biggest overlap we have between the two themes is probably this first song, honestly.
That's true, because it's by Sufjan Stevens.
It's by Sufjan Stevens.
It's my category.
Yes, exactly. Sufjan Stevens, this is not one of his sadder songs, but he's definitely a guy known for his like mellow, sad folk ballads, and this is his song, They Are Night Zombies, They Are the Undead, off of his album, Illinois.
He's so dramatic.
Oh, he's so extra. Remember when Sufjan Stevens said that he was going to make an album for all the 50 states, and then he made two? And stopped.
What states did he get?
He did Michigan and he did Illinois.
Easy.
And then.
If I was going to do an album, I would also do Michigan. Don't
Illinois?
That, my listeners. Wait, I take that back. Let's play the song.
Oh, yeah. Let's go into the song. Ignore what was just
listeners
said.
Those who know me.
Those who know me know that I love Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan, cue it up.
Thank you. sweeping their shoulders from the earth. I know the nations pass. I know they rust at last. They tremble with the nervous thought of having been at last forgot.
Breakfast was a bottle of Mad Dog, and my 2020 vision was 50% off. He said, punch Buggy Red and punch me right in my left eye. I said, don't you mean Padiddle, and I lit his house on fire. He came home on acid, I was holding his shotgun. I was dressed like Tina Turner in Beyond Thunderdome. He said, dumb shit, I said, I won't, I love you, you're my friend. I handed him my wig and shot myself in the head. Then I stuffed a box of tissues in the hole in my skull. I got in my Mazda and I drove to the mall. I bought a big Johnson shirt and some silicone tits. When I pulled out the tissues, they were covered with shit. And the beer I had for breakfast was a box of cheap white wine. And the boombox on my shoulder was a box of clementines. I ate every single one without noticing the mold. You just said, you're gross, my darling. I said, no, I'm rock and roll. Even though I'd never ever been in a band, I got cool as black ice tattooed on my hand. And the Christians gave me comic books as if I would be scared of burning in hell while I was already there. and the beer I had for breakfast, silver bullet in the brain. And the beer I had for lunch was a bottle of Night Train. And the beer I had for dinner was my crazy neighbor's bills. We had to sit down on skateboards just to make it down the hill. Then I peed my pants and you stole the groom's cigar. And some old man made me watch him masturbate locked in his car. I got back to the apartment, you were face down on the floor. You said, "Don't go to bed yet, let's go get a 64. And the beer I had for breakfast was a pint of Jim Beam and a fifth of Peach Schnapps and some warm Sunny D. And you said, "Bottoms up," just as I bottomed out. I tried to scream fuck you, but blood was pouring out my mouth. And Evan Dando never planned on telling you the truth. And your Leonardo ID card is your fountain of youth. You can be a teenager for your whole fucking life. Just find some pretty sucker and make that bitch your wife. And I guess by now you all know my friend Danny broke his neck. He was driving home from Sirens when he got into a wreck. First I cried for him, and then I cried for me, haunted by the ghost of the girl I used to be. But the rocks with holes are warm in my hands, and I bury my toes in the hot, hot sand. And the silver pink pony kisses me and says, "Come a long, long way, and you deserve to be really happy."
Okay, so you guys heard the Sufjan song, and then what just played is The Beer by Kimia Dawson. I consider her anti-folk. She was, like, big on the Juno soundtrack. Anti-folk.
Educate us.
Yes. So you might be like, "Daniela, that was exactly what folk music is." It's more that the lyrics themselves are depressing, where with folk you normally expect something a little more lighthearted. It's like, I think, not like all folk music is happy, but anti-folk in general is very kind of nihilistic and pessimistic, and that's what categorizes that style.
Sad cowboy.
Sad, like, you know, nice.
Sad farmer.
Easy, nearly childlike guitar, and then really depressing lyrics.
Which in its own way is spooky.
It is, you know, like,
what's the scarier,
juxtapositions are spooky.
What's scarier than sadness?
Yeah, well, yeah. Pour one out for anti-folk.
Pour one out for the beer.
Pour the beer out for the beer.
There was only one mention of beer in that song, I think.
No, she said it a few times. She was like, "The beer I drink for breakfast, and the beer I drink for lunch, and then the beer I drink for dinner."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, don't you wish that was your life?
I don't eat food. I only drink alcohol.
Straight beer.
Exactly. I live off whiskey calories.
Oh, whiskey calories. Wyco's.
Mm-hmm. Wilco's?
Wouldn't that be a great transition if we had a Wilco song?
Whoa, us? And coming up next
is...
Not Wilco.
Bon Iver.
Is it Bon Iver?
Yeah, how do you say it?
It's not Bon Iver.
Are you messing with me?
No.
We'll talk about this in the song break.
The je ne sais quoi of le Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Coming up next is a Faith by Bon Iver.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Shattered in history, shattered in pain. Oh, in the lengths that I stay up late, but brought to my space the wonderful things I've learned to waste. I should have known. I shouldn't hide. carving. Oh, what's inside? There is no design. You have to decide.
Okay, you just heard a few tracks there. Started out with Faith by however you pronounce the people
Faith
who
by,
did it.
By Bon Iver.
By
Bon Iver.
Bon Appetit. Then you heard Spooky by Dusty Springfield.
That was that fun little jazzy Halloween
song.
Yeah,
little jazzy little Halloween. Can't say it's very gently sad on that one. I found this song completely randomly, but my family recently informed me that it was used in the movie. Hold on, let me check the records. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, is that the one about Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah, it's like it stars Lock, Stock, and then there's the two barrels that are smoking.
Wait, can you remind me if there are three or two smoking barrels?
There's only two smoking barrels. The sequel is Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, the third smoking barrel.
So true. And then after that was a cover of Kids by MGMT, and the band that covered it is The Greeting Committee. I think that the main notable difference is she says, "Control yourself, take only what you need from it."
She goes, "From it."
From it. And she kind of like moves her voice up.
Yeah.
I think that's my artistic comment on that. But I think it's a cool cover.
And what's scarier than Kids?
Is it either is there Oblivion or is it Grimes?
Is there anything scarier than Kids? There is, and the answer is Grimes, guys.
Oblivion is also pretty
scary. Yeah, Oblivion's really scary. Like, the fear of nothing, that's scary. What's scarier than Oblivion?
Grimes.
Grimes, that's right, guys.
Grimes.
Debut on the show, Grimes is coming up next.
This cannot be a debut on the show.
I think this is the first time that I played Grimes on the show.
Okay, if we have any loyal listeners, please write it.
If we have any loyal listeners who can go through all our archived shows on WMFO and see all the songs that we played and prove me wrong, do it now.
And you'll get 10 points.
Yeah, you'll get 10 dad points.
Dad points. If you guys follow either Henry or myself on Instagram, I hope you saw the story post of both of our dads together posing for the sake of the show. It's very important.
It's extremely important. Like Library of Congress important. So, Grimes, my parents know her as the guy who was with Elon Musk. My siblings also probably know her as the guy or girl who was with Elon, the Grimes who was with Elon Musk. My pronouns are Grimeses.
You sound like my parents making jokes.
Other people will know Grimes as the person who makes like kind of cool music. This is all hearsay. Allegedly, this album was made in like a week in her bedroom, according to my friend who showed me this song. No idea if that's true. Allow me to blatantly misinform you, in case it's not.
If you guys want some more blatant misinformation, Joni Mitchell did go to Tufts.
Joni Mitchell was a Tufts graduate.
Yeah.
I'm glad that legend still lives on. Anyway, so we're gonna hit you with some Grimes now. Entering the Grimesosphere.
Bye. didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try, but I get overwhelmed.
Are you still with us? Are you there? Did you survive?
Sorry about that one, you guys.
Did you survive the 1-2 punch of listening to a Grimes song and then going through the most, like, brutal FKA Twix song?
I guess I think that was kind of the worst of the playlist. So if you're like, oh my god, I'm not sure if I can stay on. It's not going to get worse. It's not necessarily going to make you feel that much better, but it won't get worse.
In different ways.
You want to talk about Grimes first? Anything to say on her?
Grimes?
Yeah, no, fair enough. And then Cellophane, FKA Twigs, soul-wrenching song. I did learn recently that FKA stands for formerly known as. Am I the only one that didn't know that?
I found it out also embarrassingly late, but not as embarrassingly late as you did.
Out to dinner with my parents on Saturday. Could you guys start calling me, like, FKA Twigs?
That's it. It's me. Guys, I sang that song. That wasn't even a song. That was just me in the studio.
It's me, FKA Twigs. No relationship to FKA Twigs. Twigs.
I was formerly known as Twigs. Now I'm Henry.
And then I do it for you. When you do it for you.
So.
When you do it for
we're a community me. Radio station.
Yeah.
Which means we're by the people, for the people, of the people.
We Okay, so I'm gonna. So this is a PSA. Here's the PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it?
Oh my God! Why didn't I think of that?
When our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill.
Oh, we live in a culture of excess, guys.
That can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones.
I find that hard to believe.
I know a thing or two about cost-benefit analysis, and this does not sit right with me. Anyway,
exactly.
While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair. Is that right?
And
they're just, like, complex. Websites like ifixit.com publish...
My laptop blows up before I can bring it to the Apple store, so I need to buy a new one.
It knows it stopped working.
It knows. It has a detection sensor of, like, how close it is to the Apple store.
The F key is a little bit misplaced.
Oh, my laptop blew up again. Oh, this sucks. I'm going to have to buy a new laptop. This happens every time I try to bring it to the Genius Bar.
It's like... Five feet within the Apple store, you see laptops. Okay, if one of your electronic device malfunctions before responsibly, this is great, disposing of it as e-waste, e-waste.
There's waste, there's mail, and there's email. There's waste and there's e-waste.
First, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet, capital I, for instructions. And remember...
Search the internet. Look out for e-waste.
If you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it.
What?
So it's like, screw with it to try to fix it if you're going to throw it out anyway.
If you're going to throw it out, you might as well hit it with a hammer a bunch of times and see if it works.
Have some fun. Hit it with a hammer.
Exactly.
See if it fixes it. I guess we can jump back into music. Next up is a song called Hannah Sun by Lomelda. I don't really have too much to say about it. It's pretty. It's a pretty song.
I thought the name was Lol Melda.
Lol.
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 Melda. Lol.
Silly Melda.
Hannah Lol.
Sun Melda. It's a good joke.
Lol. Hannah Sun coming up next. Lol.
I sent you the sun from my hometown and Chicago and Atlanta, sinking at the sight of your shadow. Jersey at the
our sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Child like your nature, rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not in muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so cause remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future is coming on, is coming on, is coming on. My future.
All right, so you just heard Hannah Lol by Hannah Lol by Lol Mita. It was pretty lol. It made me lol.
Henry liked it. Don't listen to the words he says.
No, I liked it. I thought it was pretty. And then you heard, I was telling Daniela, this was maybe the first song ever that I listened to out of my own free will in high school. This is the Gorilla song, guys. This is the song that started it all for me. Clint Eastwood. Their first lead single off of their self-titled album, Gorillaz, featuring Del the Funky Homo Sapien doing that rap verse. And Daniela can attest, White Boy was going crazy in the stude.
Indeed, that is what happened.
I have it all. I have the entire song and the entire rap still stored in my brain from ninth grade.
Do you know the like remix, the one where it just keeps repeating it in the bag line, in the bags? Like,
yeah, where everything is in the bag.
In a bag, I'm useless.
In a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, the future is in a bag.
I just remember being in middle school with, like, my middle school friend group saw, like, dying of laughter listening to the, like, everything's in a bag.
Yeah, well, that was actually desecrating an important piece of popular culture.
Was it desecration?
So, yeah, it's actually really disrespectful to me as a Gorillaz fan.
Hey.
Not cool.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey. Ho. Zier.
Hey.
Hozier.
And with that in mind, this is a really funny coincidence, because our next song single that Hozier... You say Hozier?
I say Hozier because my principal was Principal Hozier, and I don't want to confuse them.
So someone would think that because your principal pronounced it like that, that would lead you to believe that's how it's pronounced.
Well, it's because my high school principal's last name was Hozier. I don't want the artist to have his name pronounced the same way.
You took the wrong thought path.
I don't want to conflate Hozier with Principal Hozier from Edgemont High School.
Two thought paths diverge in
the woods. One speaks only lies. The other is Hozier. Which do you go down?
And this is the single that he released, Swan Upon... Lita? Oh, it's Lita and the Swan.
Yes.
Yeah. So the story here is Zeus disguised himself as a swan in order to have unconsensual sexual relations with Lita. So,
And then she laid an egg, and out came Castor and Pollux, who are twins.
Jackson Pollock was birthed by Lita and the Swan?
Yeah.
We just wanted to give you guys some cultural context for the music that we're playing. This goes out to when my good friend's Violet, her dad, Jonathan Kopp, was talking to me this past week about how important disc jockeys are and how he just misses people talking and contextualizing songs. So this one's for you, Jonathan Kopp.
Shout out Violet's dad. We love the dads here.
We love dads here.
You're probably not listening. We love you.
Now he's going to have to.
We love you.
Husband waits outside. A crying child pushes a child into the night. She was told he would come this time without leaving so much as a feather behind. To ignite at last the perfect. One more sweet boy to be butchered by men. But the gateway to the world is still outside the reach of hell. Would never belong to angels. I never belong. Grandmother smuggling maids passed where the godchild soldiers at Tanta stood dead. Our graceful turner of heads weaves through the checkpoints like a needle and thread. Someone's frightened boy waves around. She offers a mother's smile, and so she's gone. The gateway to the world, gone in a trembling hand. When nature unmakes the boundary, pillar of myth still stands. would never belong to the angels, had never belonged to men.
You just heard Take Me to Church by Hozier.
Hozier? I barely know her. At least take me to church first.
And that direct quote has just been tweeted by me. Please.
Please like it. Please like it. Dad, I know you're on Twitter. My dad is on Twitter. My dad, please follow Daniela Rothstein on Twitter and like her tweet.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the plug. You know, I'm new to this, and it means a lot when you guys like my
tweet. It means a lot for my dad to like your tweet. So, thank you. Dad, I know you're listening. Like Daniela's tweet.
Also, before we sign off, really quickly, sorry to interrupt you. I'm just going to plug Apple Jam on Friday.
Dad, I know that you want to go to the Apple Jam concert at Crafts House on Friday on Tufts campus.
Yep, that's it. All right, dude.
All right. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Firm Radio. We're signing off. We still have room for one song. And what's scarier than King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard at the same time?
Is it a Gamma Knife?
It's a Gamma Knife. Yes, I wanted to play Robot Stop, which is their opener off of Nonagon Infinity, but that has the F word in it a lot. So we have to play...
No!
Yeah, so sadly, we're playing Gamma Knife instead, which is... a clean song from that album, which I like, and also isn't 7 minutes. There's a very small Venn diagram where all of those things intersect. Nonagon Infinity is a really cool album that repeats on itself over and over again, and I think that I've played a lot more like chill acoustic and synth pop giz stuff. So you're in for it with one of their more like distortion metal songs on Gamma Knife, because this only thing scarier than King Gizzard is the Lizard Wizard.
Your mama thinks that I'm a bit delusional. I just wanna be an ordinary tree.